Welcome to the Triangle Podcast. This podcast is for members of Fort Smith's First Baptist Church. Our host, Janet Addison, will talk with Pastor Greg and others about how being involved in the life of our church can help stretch your transformation triangle. The transformation triangle represents the three foundations of spiritual growth: our identity in Jesus, our relationship with Him through prayer, Bible study, and faith choices, and our ministry to others. We'll explore ways to deepen your walk with Jesus by strengthening and stretching the legs of your triangle.
Hello, church family. This is Janet. Glad to be back with you again today. And I have invited Jonna Gaddis to join me. Thanks for being here today, Jonna.
I'm delighted. Thank you for asking.
I wanted to talk with Jonna about babies because y'all know we have a new baby in the family, and he's just more than we ever dreamed. And Jonna knows our baby, and I think Mabry has talked about coming this week, and she says Miss Jonna will get to keep him in the nursery. So, but I know that, you know, everybody loves their babies. Everybody loves their children. And when people bring their little kiddos to church, we want to make sure that we are loving on them. And you are a good lover of children. And so I wanted just to talk a little bit about your ministry and tell me again what you're over specifically.
I'm over the preschool ministry, which encompasses any child that is birthed through kindergarten. Once they go into the first grade, they go upstairs with Brother Eli.
Okay, so you keep them through their kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in first grade, they go up with Eli.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, tell me what you love about working with this age group.
You know, I have gotten to grow with them over the years. And to me, just knowing that we get to impact another generation for Jesus. Mm. You know, I now have children, my children, and getting to see them grow up.
How long have you been serving in this area?
Completed 43 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So in
the nursery area?
Actually, I started out in elementary. Then I took preschool and children for about 9 years. And then settled into preschool for the rest of the years.
I had no idea, Jonna.
It's been my passion.
Well, I guess so.
I enjoy it. And Stephen, I actually started with the bus ministry even before I came on staff. So, but they just thrill me. I mean, Okay. Kids just delight my heart.
Well, and you do. You get emotional talking about them.
I do.
So it's obvious that you are in the spot you need to be in. So, because everybody needs people to love on their babies, and people who may not be, you know, may be new to our church,
That's right.
And to leave their children with total strangers, and then go off to another part of the building, that's a big emotional hurdle for people. And so knowing that you're overseeing what's going on and that you love their kiddos.
Well, it's our desire that, you know, the first 10 minutes that they come to a church, they pretty well decide when they're going to come back.
Hmm.
And if they come in preschool, that may be the first contact that they have.
Hmm.
So I really hope and pray that all of us are doing a good job. I mean, that's our goal, to really make families feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
They may cry a little bit at the door.
I
stand at the door and I say, you know, just give them a little while and they'll own the church.
Mm-hmm.
This will be their place. And we want those kiddos to feel loved and secure and safe, and that they hear the words Jesus. And we lay that foundation so that as they grow, they just grow more and more in love with Him as they get older.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I know my kids, when they were little, of course, we weren't at this church, but the church where we were when they were little, they would cry when I picked them up from the nursery. They didn't cry when I dropped them off.
And we have that. We have that a lot.
They would cry when we showed back up to take them home. So it is a big deal for them to not only feel secure at church, but, you know, for the children themselves to enjoy it and to feel like they have a place. And
it's their church.
It is their church. And that's, I'd like to think of, you know, the kids learn how to be in a group setting and how much our kids were prepared for school because they had been in church so much.
That's right.
You know, they're learning how to share. They're learning, especially if your kids aren't in a daycare situation where they're surrounded with other kids all the time. There's a lot of life skills they learned at church before they ever got to school.
Yes, they do. And we try to prepare them. And by the time they leave, in 5-year-olds in kindergarten, they have been in a larger group setting, even within our structure. So that my prayer is that when they go into big church, they're not caught off guard, and they start to see that hierarchy, and learn to see their parents in corporate worship and singing and praising God, and all that really starts down here. Mm-hmm. Just laying that
well,
foundation.
And it's familiar to them when they get to church because they've been doing it.
That's right.
With you and your people, and then they've been doing it with Eli and that group. So that is really good. Well, you mentioned you want parents to feel safe and kids to feel safe. So let's talk a little bit about the measures that we do take to make sure we have a secure environment for our kiddos.
That's right. We want it to be secure, but we don't want it to feel rigid. We want it to feel like home. Mm-hmm. But we have a check-in system where the parent gets a tag and the child gets a sticker tag, and those match up when they get picked up. It has the child's name on it and which room they go to, and then they're in the system. So each time they come, they just type in their last name, and it will pull up their children. That lets us know where they go. That lets that person who's working with them, whether it's a Sunday school teacher or an extended session person, know who they are, and also gives us a way to quickly get the parents out of the service if we need to. We have a phone number, but we also have a tag system where we can flash that number in the sanctuary if we need a parent to come with the same code that's on their name tag. And that code changes. So nobody can come in and have one and get a child because it would be different that day.
Okay.
We also have security guards. A lot of people don't know that.
In the children's area.
Yes, they're right there outside my doors. There's always two and usually three people that are within my office that are there on Sunday mornings checking the rooms, making sure that, you know, everything's going smoothly. We attend the classes a lot. And also, we always have at least two, but a lot of times three people, because we want to make sure that we have enough people to cover the class and be safe. And they're not
two
the same.
Two to three
right, depending on
leaders in each class.
Now, our Sunday school are people who serve every week, so they're consistent. That builds that foundation of Bible learning, and it really is good for the children to have that consistency. And then we have different volunteers during our church time, which birth through three, we have activities and totes and things for them to do, and then the fours and fives go to children's worship, but I'll tell you about that later. But so those are safety and secure measures. Also, our doors have a film on them, so that you can look in the door if you're a parent. The child can't see out, but you can see in, which gives a little security as well. So we can get parents out of the service. We do lock our doors after the majority of people get in on most services. It's on computer, so that kind of keeps us a little bit more protected as well. We have security cameras as well, and they're in the hallways, on our playground, in the entrances to the church, and we can, you know, view from the desk, and also the security people have that as well. Okay. So that's good. And even going to our playground, it's a measure, but most people don't realize it. We have a gate that we pull so that, and the preschool playground is locked, but they can go directly from the building straight into the playground without having to be out there by that road.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about what a Sunday morning looks like. What's going on?
Well, from 9:15 to 10:15, we have Sunday school. And they go to their age-graded classes. There's classes from babies all the way through kindergarten based on their age and with their friends. And we use the Lifeway curriculum for preschool ministry. And so they have some great teaching. And I've got some wonderful people that teach Sunday school, and many that have just given many years just loving on these kids. And I'm so grateful for them, I tell you. And then at 10:30, we start what we call extended session. For birth through three, there is a tote in the room that has activities and things for that volunteer to come in and do, and a suggested schedule for them to go by. And we mail them a reminder and that as well. But the 4 and 5 year olds, they are in a class where they were for Sunday school, but about 10:45 they go into children's worship, and the volunteers go with them, and they come in there with us. And I have puppets and music activities for them to do, and we do it in a large group. And I have a wonderful puppet team that have been with me for since they were young. So Thad Gutsinger and his family have just done an awesome job. So we really have fun with them. I mean, I think that's one of my wonderful times during the week, because I really get to engage with the children personally. So we do the Bible study in there and the activities, and then we go back to the classroom to be picked up by the parent. But in the classroom, we have a pre-session activity before they come to me and a post-session activity that they can do until they're picked up by their parents.
So y'all aren't just killing time.
I don't want to kill
mom
time.
And daddy are upstairs.
I'm not about babysitting and sitting on babies.
Okay.
I'm about teaching them the Word of God.
Well, it sounds like you're really got a structure for the morning that allows for lots of different types of learning periods, I guess.
If people just get in there and do it best, it's there, you know. And Praise Place, that's what we call our children's worship. The preschool ministry is Promise Place, but our children's worship is Praise Place. But Praise Place is our own, and we developed it over the years, and it's a 2-year program. So even if they're in a 4-year-old class, by the time they get to the 5-year-olds, the lessons are different.
Okay.
So we just enjoy them. I mean, we really do enjoy our kids.
I know when I taught in children's church, I was just always so aware of how different, and this was when my kids were older, because my kids worked in there with us, but it's like the kids seemed different than my kids were, you know, like people change, kids change, parenting changes and all that. The needs of families as people have changed over the years, what do you think families need from us at church?
Well, I think they need support. You know, we sometimes forget, the older we get, just how difficult it is on these young families to meet a schedule during the week. Many mothers are working more than they probably did when I came through, even
they're
though
exhausted.
I did. And they're tired. But when we have to have their support as well, but, you know, they just need us to come beside them, love on them, and care about what's going on, pray with them. But, you know, our willingness, especially the ones that are older, not the young families, but we have to pick up the slack to bring in those families, because if we're going to grow, we have to get in there and do the job. And when we do that, we help support them so they can be in a class at, you know, and go to the different things that there is to do and to be fed, as well as they seek to parent these little kids. I mean, our world is a difficult world right now. And just having the wisdom to do it is a big task. And they're going to get that through many different avenues, but they need the opportunity to go to some of these things too. So
right. Well, and the parents, you know, we're taking away a reason for them to not come when we're providing a loving, safe learning environment for their kids to come to. So
now when they're in the 4 and 5 year old class, there is one thing we do now, and I just love it, is we do the generational Sundays. And the reason I love that is because it bothers me when we haven't brought children to a place of going into the sanctuary over the years, or sometimes where we just want to keep them out, just babysit. And I believe that that's how they get acclimated to the church. If we don't ever get them in there until they get in the 7th grade, they're not really going to be connected to the church as a whole. So during that last Sunday of the month, those 4s and 5s go to church with their parents. We have a packet of things that we send with them. But having the children, like I said before, recognize who the pastor is, seeing the music, singing the worship, being able to be a part of it and not be, you know, shush, you know, nobody pays attention. Then just, you know, let those kids stand up and sing and enjoy. Point out the verses in the Bible, point out the songs as they're going through it. We are really making a connection that will help them as they get older, I believe.
Well, it sounds like there are lots of opportunities for people to help love on these kids and serve in the preschool ministry, especially, and I'll just butt this in so you don't have to say it, but it is established security protocol. Yes. That two adults have to be in every yes. classroom.
Yes.
And they cannot be right. related to each other.
Not without another person in there.
Yes. So if a mom and a daughter, for example, are in a class, then you still got to have a third adult in there.
Right.
Or if a married couple is working together in a class, you still have to have a third adult. So
I need helpers.
You need helpers. And when people come, they don't need to be upset if maybe they get put in a spot where they're, you know, separated from their husband or their right. know, teenager, whoever. So I'll just say that from the overview standpoint of how security in children's areas work. And that's common practice, you know, in churches everywhere, or it should be. So we need lots of people
yes.
in the rooms for teachers or extended session, I guess right. y'all call it,
right.
during
and
the second hour.
And they're not always every week, so most of the time those are once a month, or, you know, we'll take what we can get, but we really would like it once a month. Mm-hmm. But if, you know, like I said, we need help. So whatever people are willing to help us with, we'll work them into the schedule.
Besides teachers, what are some other service opportunities?
Well, in that extended session, they go with them. Like even if they were in Praise Place, they would come in there where we are, and they would stay with their children and go through that with them and then escort them back to the class to be picked up. So they don't just drop them off on the group. They come and they stay with them.
Okay.
That also builds relationships.
So they're sitting through the children's worship
right,
with time them. With them. Okay.
And I make them participate.
Okay.
We have fun
yeah.
because I want the children to enjoy, you know, being in there. So one of the things I really love is sometimes when I make some of the adults stand up and be a letter like the word obey. And we sing a song about obey, and they just think it's hilarious to watch these people stand up there. But, you know, I just think it's important for us to enjoy our children
yeah.
in the things that we do. So we just need people who are willing to love on children. And if they're not comfortable with that, I mean, if they'd rather rock a baby, we need that as well. Preschool is a wide variety of needs.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference between a bed baby and a five-year-old
yeah.
and their needs. But if somebody's willing to rock a baby and sing to them, you know, they don't care if you can carry a tune. They just love that you're mm-hmm. connecting with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have many, many different places to serve, and we would be grateful. Now, we do background checks. I just want to make sure yeah. everybody knows that.
Again, mm-hmm. established
yes.
church
yes.
security protocol.
Because we want to yeah. keep them as safe as possible.
Well, sure.
And we want to have done everything that we can for parents to feel secure. If I'm going to leave my child in there, I don't want to leave my child in any place any less than what I would want your child to
mm-hmm,
be. So,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I brought all my children up through here. So,
yeah. Well, I did not realize you'd been doing this for more than 40 years. That's just wonderful, Jonna.
It's been my pleasure. I'm so grateful to God for letting me see those generations.
Mm-hmm.
It just really is a joy.
Well, I guess so. I mean, you mentioned that, but now you're saying 40 years. You have seen a lot of people grow up, and now they're bringing their kiddos in.
They're deacons.
yeah. Tell me a little bit about the team that works with you on a regular basis. I know Katie.
Miss Katie is my assistant.
Katie Weaver.
Yes, and she does an excellent job, and she's always visible out there and mm-hmm. does wonderful. And then you'll see Miss Linda. And Miss Linda's volunteering. She does so many things. Mother's Day out, she's there at the beck and call, and those kids just love her.
Mm-hmm.
But she served in preschool just about as long as I have.
Mm-hmm.
And the children absolutely adore her.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a wonderful team. Couldn't do it without them.
Well, and I just want to say thank you from our Sunday school class. And I know as our church grows and develops more classes for people in that child raising age, that y'all offer child care on you know, on Friday nights, so we can have an adult only Sunday school party or something. That has been a huge blessing for our class, and so I want to say thank you for that, because I know that is a an extension of your ministry, and that takes a lot more time and coordination and people and all that. So we're very grateful. Thank you. That's a really important way that parents can feel supported, I think, that we offer that. So I'm glad that thank you for that. Yeah. Well, anything else we need to know about the wonderful preschool?
Well, I didn't mention, I don't think, we do on Tuesdays and Thursdays have Mother's Day Out program.
Oh, if you didn't know about that. I should have thought to ask about that. I'm sorry. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, and most of my families are not First Baptist. So it is an extension. It is an outreach. Mm-hmm. But it's an opportunity. It is a paying program. It's not a daycare, but it is early childhood education.
Yeah, was it like 9 to 2 or something like that? Okay.
And got a great team of people. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy that. Have done that. It was there before I came.
Now, does that go all year, or does that follow the school year?
We follow the school year. However, we have a break, and we have vacation Bible school. And then we open back up for a short, abbreviated summer session, and then we start back in the fall after training.
Okay. So is there like a sign-up time?
There is. You have to. And I do have waiting lists on some of my classes. But I just felt like it was important that the church is aware that we have that program and that, you know, we're reaching out. Matter of fact, we're getting ready for a program inviting parents and grandparents in May. So, you know, it's just another extension of the ministry.
Yeah, that way that we're supporting families.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And some have, you know, visited with us and come through that way. So it also just leaves a good taste in people's mouth about First Baptist, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. And that's what we want to do because, you know, we're here to reach people and meet their... Jesus met a lot of physical needs, and he talked about giving, you know, meeting, feeding people who are hungry and giving people clothes who, you know, so the whole meeting practical physical needs is certainly a platform to meet their spiritual needs too. So,
and we didn't discuss Wednesday night as well. We have our discipleship for preschoolers on Wednesday night. And that is, you know, after the dinner from 6 to 7:30. And we have, for the care for babies, for parents that are going to class or whatever they're involved in, there's several different ministries going on Wednesday night. Then the younger children have what we call Bible Buddies, and we use a Bible Buddy curriculum where they actually get to touch the Bible and read.
Okay, so I guess I knew about Awana's on Wednesday nights.
And then our oldest group is Adventureland. That is, again, our own program. It was a takeoff of one many years ago, but we've kind of made it our own.
Is that the 4s and 5s?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so in that, we have a book that they follow. They memorize scripture, and they have projects, and we have vests that we've made, and they have hot air balloons on them. And when they memorize the scripture, they get a jewel on the vest.
Okay.
And they work through the year, and we really, you know, push that. But we also, within that, we have the Bible story, but we have a present day story, what we call campfire. So we have a room that we have a mock campfire with stars on the ceiling, and we have that story around that. We do missions activities in there, and the kids just really have a great time with that program too.
Well, that's really wonderful that there's so much structured learning, educational mission, ministry focus, and not just playing on the playground or you know.
We rarely get that in there sometimes, but because they're growing in all different ways. Mm-hmm. But our objective is to teach them and to lay a strong foundation.
Wise use of the time while they're with you.
We rarely get to see salvations in preschool because God is developing them to that place. Mm-hmm. But I assure you, when they are up there, I know that foundation was laid, and I'm thrilled. One of the first graders came to me last week and said, "Miss John, will you come and be there for my baptism?"
Oh.
Now, she's not in our area anymore, but she didn't forget, and wanted us to see her. So
how wonderful.
That thrills your heart when that happens.
Well, sure it does. Yeah. Sure it does. Oh, that's just wonderful. Well, I appreciate all the hard work and all the love that you shower on all the children that come into these doors on Sundays and Wednesdays and Tuesdays and Thursdays, it sounds like. And on Friday nights when we bring our kids for us to go out and have some adult time. So thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And church family, you heard what she said, and you know that there is no greater use of our time than to be teaching children more about God's word and more about Jesus. So some of you out there listening, you just really need to walk down the hall on a Sunday morning in Miss Jonna's area and just kind of see where you might fit, even if you plug a hole once a month. That is a wonderful opportunity for service that will be very rewarding. So I want to encourage all of you to seriously consider working in the preschool department. She needs more help because we are praying for more families, right, which means more kiddos, more babies. So it's going to take more people as we grow as a church. So, Jonna, thank you for talking with me today.
I enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Well, church family, thanks for listening to this episode of the Triangle Podcast. And I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thank you for joining us for the Triangle Podcast. If you want to hear Pastor Greg's Triangle Sermon, the link is in the show notes. If you have comments about this episode or have a suggestion for future guests or topics, please email us at trianglepodcast@fsfbc.org. Also, check out our church website at fsfbc.org for the ministries and opportunities to get involved with Fort Smith First Baptist and stretch your triangle.